This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 89 for Wednesday, October 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday morning, getting pressure from declines in comparable oils. The November canola contract gives up $3.40 at $714 per ton, and the January contract loses $2.90 at $722.50 per ton. There are losses in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Declines in global crude oil prices are putting pressure on the vegetable oils. There's light rain across much of the prairies this morning, with temperatures forecast to be in the low to mid-teens Celsius. Manitoba reports its province-wide harvest is 85% complete, with the canola at 86% finished. Crush margins remain very strong, underpinning canola values. The Canadian dollar is dropping, with the loonie at 72.66 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 72.93. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale of more than 196,600 tons of corn to Mexico. Ahead of the October supply and demand report from the USDA next week, Dr. Michael Cordonnier expects the department to trim very little off of last month's estimates. In September, the USDA pegged soybean yields at 49 bushels per acre and corn at 173.8 BPA. The forecast for the U.S. Midwest is calling for scattered showers over the next few days. Brazil reports its corn exports of nearly 24.6 million tons from March to September are up 18% from a year ago. Argentina says it will extend its soy dollar program until October 25th to help boost exports. The Bursa Malaysia Derivatives Exchange announces it will begin trading soy oil sometime during the first quarter of 2024. Ukraine says 12 cargo vessels are set to transit the Black Sea humanitarian corridor. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning. The November contract sheds a half cent at $12.72 per bushel. December soy oil loses almost 7/10 of a cent at 56.44 cents per pound. December soy meal is down $1.90 at $369.80 per short ton. Corn is slightly lower as its December contract slips 2 cents at $4.85.5 per bushel. Oats are also lower as its December contract gives up 6.5 cents at $4.30. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago December falls 13 cents at $5.56. Kansas City December drops 14 cents at $6.69. And Minneapolis December gives up 12 cents at $7.13.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.